Mchangwa recently told the local press that Moyo, who accused him of allegedly stealing and selling women's underwear during the War of the Liberation of the 1970s, was Stole's nephew. But now Mchangwa alleges that the Cholocho-born Moyo is a love child of the late veteran politician, a claim that could neither be denied nor confirmed by the education minister and the Stole family. Mchangwa made the claims yesterday in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, at a workshop designed to realign the War Veterans Act to the Constitution. The War Veterans Minister, who was guest of honor, deviated from his prepared speech and attacked Moyo, accusing him of allegedly being used by some unnamed Western countries to destroy President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Mchangwa claimed that he has evidence that the higher education minister is the son of the late Stole and challenged him to go for a DNA test if he is denying these allegations. Pressed by journalists to clarify his assertions on the sidelines of the workshop, Mchangwa said he stood by his remarks and was prepared to meet Moyo in court.
I have asked him to have his DNA tested. And this is the press can court. DNA must be tested so that he can disprove that someone is not Stole's child. Maybe he's a love child.
Mchangwa's claims follow Moyo's recent attack on him, alleging that the war veterans leader was a rogue successionist and was a, quote, underwear thief during the liberation struggle. Moyo has claimed that Mchangwa is a close associate of presidential spokesperson George Charamba, whom he attacked recently for allegedly supporting so-called successionists he said were attempting to topple President Mugabe. Charamba and Mchangwa are believed to be close associates of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is allegedly harboring presidential ambitions and is engaged in a bitter war with Young Turks, calling themselves the Generation 40 or G40, backing First Lady Grace Mugabe for Zimbabwe's topmost political post. The spat between Mchangwa and Moyo typifies the factional fights within the ruling party as the battle to succeed President Mugabe intensifies. But Mchangwa dismissed the observation that the infighting could destroy ZANU-PF, saying the ruling party had weathered bigger storms in the past. Political observers say these clashes may ultimately lead to bloodshed in the ruling party, a situation that is likely to plunge Zimbabwe into a crisis. Independent analyst Butler Tambo shares this view.
This has to be reined in. But most of all, I think the president really has to put his foot down and get hold of these contesting parties within ZANU-PF so that we have order once more in this country. Because what is needed is investor confidence. What is needed is foreign direct investment to come into the country. Because the way I see it, we might end up having real civil strife in this country.
President Mugabe, who is expected to be the ruling party's presidential candidate in 2018, turns 92 this month, making him the oldest president in the world. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.